Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Madhuparna Das, senior editor at the Print, and today I bring to you my analysis on why has the Modi government mulls giving ST status to 11 indigenous Gorkha communities. Before coming to an explanation, I would like to add a little bit of context. The issues related to Gorkhas, the most dominant hill tribe in North Bengal, have remained unresolved and almost unaddressed for decades. The demand for a separate state and the Gorkhaland agitation that brought subsequent government to its knees witnessed a knee-jerk reaction from the state and the central governments every time it happened. The region traditionally voted for the left, and from 2009 onwards, it has been voting for the BJP, as the party was in alliance with Gorkha Janmukti Morcha, which dominates the hill politics. But the violent agitation kept recurring, shutting the region for indefinite periods every time, causing loss of lives and properties. In 2011, following a tripartite agreement among the state, center and the GJM, Gorkhaland Territorial Administration, which is an autonomous administrative body, was constituted. But this also did not solve the problems. In the 2019 and 2021 election manifesto, BJP promised PPS, which is Permanent Political Solution to the Gorkha problems. But the party did not define it. According to the senior leaders of BJP and GJM, the PPS can be many things, starting from separate statehood to forming an UT, to restructuring the GTA with constitutional power, and to giving ST status to the 11 Gorkha communities in the region. As the party fared well in 2019 and 2021 elections in the area, it wants to retain its influence in the area till 2024 general election, because the region dominated by tribal population has 6 Lok Sabha seats. So the central government is now looking to grant scheduled tribe status to 11 hill tribe communities of the Darjeeling Hills, the Rai and Duas region, a long-standing demand of the indigenous tribal population in the area. At least 2 senior BJP leaders have told the Print. While one of them said the Modi government is actively discussing the matter, the other, an MP, said the party is working towards it. The classification of the tribes would be part of the BJP's promise of finding a permanent political solution to the Gorkha issue made in the 2019 Lok Sabha and 2021 Assembly Election Manifesto, as I mentioned earlier. BJP MP from Darjeeling, Raju Bista, told the Print that the party has committed to the re-inclusion of the Gorkhas as scheduled tribe in 2019 Sankalp Patra and also in 2021 West Bengal Sankalp Patra. So the central government is working sincerely towards this. It will definitely happen. The move follows growing voices over the past 2 weeks from a section of senior BJP leaders demanding either an union territory status or autonomy with constitutional guarantee in North Bengal, especially the hills dominated by the Gorkhas and other hill tribes. They have also sought ST status for indigenous tribes and a central audit of the funds of the Gorkha Land Territorial Administration, which is led by a faction of the hill party, Gorkhaland Janmukti Morcha 2. It was amid this clamour that another BJP MP from North Bengal, John Barla of Alipurduar, who has called for 4 districts of Bengal to be carved out as a separate UT, was made a minister in this month's cabinet reshuffle. North Bengal, from Darjeeling to Dinajpur, has 6 Lok Sabha seats, all of which were won by the BJP in the 2019 elections. In a first, the BJP won 2 of 3 hill assembly seats in Darjeeling on its own, while it was the main hill party in the region, the Gorkha Janmukti Morcha, former ally, whose 2 factions are now allied with the Trinamool Congress, that won the Gorkha-dominated constituencies for the past 4 decades. As the BJP looks to cement its influence in the region by granting ST status to tribes, both factions of the GJM have dismissed its talk on the matter as a bluff, pointing out that such a move would require several amendments to the Register General of India, which is RGI, rules that are yet to be made. STs are seen as the most underprivileged section of Indian society. The classification of a tribe as an ST allows communities to access such benefits as reservation and other state-sponsored welfare measures. Bista said the Gorkhas were historically recognized as hill tribes but were stripped of the status after independence. The Gorkhas are hill tribes and were designated so till the 1941 census. Sadly, after independence, the designation was changed without any consultation with the community, he told the print. In due course of time, out of the 18 sub-tribes, 7 were included as ST, while 11 are still left out. Gorkha sub-tribes who are awaiting their recognition as STs. This has been a historic injustice and now it has been recognized by our party, he added. The 11 hill tribes are Gurung, Mangar, Rai, Sanwar, Mukhiya, Jogi, Thami, Yakha, Bahun, Chhetri and Newar, which are also found in neighboring Sikkim. In 2014, he said the West Bengal cabinet submitted to the center that its agreement to their inclusion as STs, and in January 2021, the Sikkim government passed a resolution for the same. So, Bista added that he is really hopeful of an early inclusion of left-out Gorkha sub-tribes as ST. Swaraj Thapa, another senior BJP leader, said that the party is seriously considering the issue of granting ST status to the 11 hill tribes. There have been some issues which are being addressed. We are holding meetings with our senior central leaders to discuss these issues and ways to resolve them as soon as possible. There are multiple aspects to these issues, said Thapa, who used to be a senior functionary in the GGM founder President Bimal Gurung's political think tank. For the two factions of the GJM, GJM 1 and GJM 2, the BJP's promise is nothing more than a bluff. GJM 2 President Vinay Tamang cited an RTI petition filed by a Sikkim-based organization called as the Limbo Tamang Voluntary Committee with the Ministry of Home Affairs to seek information on the Sikkim government proposal of classifying the 11 sub-tribes as STs. The government needs to amend at least 5 modalities under the RGI regulations to include these 11 Gorkha communities into the ST list. Has it been done yet? The Modi government should first do the requisite things and then his party members should speak on that, said Vinay Tamang. In its 18 March reply to the RTI petition, the MHA also said the proposal of the state government of Sikkim for inclusion of 11 Gorkha communities has not been concurred by the office of RGI, which is prerequisite to process further as per extant modalities followed for consideration of inclusion of a community in ST is enclosed. That's all I have for you right now, but I'll be watching this story as it develops in the hours to come. This is Madhuparna Das, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.